Howdy, and welcome to episode 3, the magic number of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations don't exist in small towns like ours, so we're going to use Hello Fairview to fill that void with news related to Fairview and things that you care about. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. Did you learn something? Was it something cool? This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak of the No Agenda Show almost 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation, so you have any ideas or events or business opportunities, job openings, or other news, don't hesitate to reach out and just let us know. You are a producer of this show. You are not the product. You're not being sold to by some advertiser because your time and attention are important, right? And some shows will be longer than others and some will be shorter, but I'll do my best to always keep things weekly relevant. Traffic time. Cumberland 100 are still cooking, which means that intersection and that construction is adding anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes to most people's commute either side of the city. And it looks like that's actually going on for a lot longer. I talked to TDOT today and was trying to find some information, but it's July of 2026. So we have a whole another school year almost to deal with this. All the new pavement should be done for 2025. So if you've got new pavement, you should be thankful because there won't be any new pavement probably till the beginning of the new year. Highway 100 and City Center, there still continues to be traffic blockages there as they keep getting the entrance to the new City Center subdivision near Town Center built up. So that's going to be there. And there's a future project, which is the sidewalks from the Fairview Rec Center to Bowie Park. That's TDOT project 94013-220-14, which it took forever to even find that. It's not even searchable on their website. Really, really annoying, but hopefully we'll find out more about that. And so we're going through there. Next segment here, we're growing. So there was no new town meetings since last show. And so everything is basically the same. The public notice hearings are going to happen tomorrow night on the 2nd, October 2nd. So be sure to check out the YouTube channel if you want to watch them, or if you actually want to go, then physically go. You can always find them at City of Fairview TN on YouTube. And you can always check the calendar on their website. So there's no zoning appeals board coming up. No meeting scheduled for October so far. Planning Commission has a meeting on October 14th at 7 p.m., but there's no agendas yet. We'll see the agenda usually a week or so before. But the meeting that is happening tomorrow is the Board of Commissioners week at 7 p.m. tomorrow. This is going to have, for old business, they're going to have the second and final reading of the budget amendment that they have, Ordinance 2025-19, which is $22,000 from cleaning and crossing guard pay going to the public's work salary. So I've never been able to find details of the exact, but we're going to find out tomorrow, I'm sure. The second and final reading for 2025-16, which is Boone Street, which is 17 acres going from RS-40 to RS-8. Second and final reading to 2025-18, rezoning of Old Cox Pike, 53 acres from RS-40 to RS-20. I did see that posted on Fairview Then and Now because it's going to be a lot of houses can get stuffed in that 53 acres, and that's down the road from where I live, and that will make traffic even crazier when you try to make a left or right turn on that road. It's going to start looking like Mini 100. Resolution 5225 is the annexation of Fairview Boulevard, which is 111 acres as RS-40. So they want to become part of the city for that. And then resolution 5325 is Old Franklin Road, 10 acres are coming in to RS-40. October 16th is the other Board of Commissioners meeting, and no agenda set for that yet. So New business as part of that is Ordinance 2025-20, which is the Fairview Boulevard west of Pinewood Road. There's 111 acres from RS-40 to RS-10. So they, you know, they want to get into the business there. Ordinance 2025-21, Old Franklin Road and Nottingham Drive. There's 10 acres that want to go from RS-40 to RS-20. And then our ordinance for new business, 2025-22, which is 1550 Highway 96. There's 7 acres there that are going to go from RS-40 to Industrial General. So they're going to be a business there. Parks and Recs have a meeting on October 6th at the Fairview Historic Village, which we talked about in our last episode, which is the Triangle School across from the Rec Center. Around Town Coffee for October is scheduled October 8th at 8:30. The location hasn't been put yet. And the next BOC Town Hall, which is always at the end of the month where you can go voice your opinions to the city leadership, is October 30th at 7 p.m. And in the state of Tennessee, not in any specific order, still stuff going back and forth with the Memphis National Guard deployment is under scrutiny for constitutionality, just like some of the other cities. So we're not really sure how it's pan out. Last week, we thought they were going to be there this week. And this week, I think we're going to think they're there next week. Who knows? Some of the NOAA budget cuts could affect some weather-related stations in Memphis, Knoxville, and Nashville. So we'll see how that all goes. And right now, it's voting season. So if you haven't seen signs all over the place in the state of Tennessee or in Williamson County or in Fairview, it's on like Donkey Kong, and that there's a special election going on this year, and it ends October 2nd for some of the early voting stuff, and October 7th is the election day for that special primary, right? And then Tuesday, December 2nd is the election day for the next special general one. So depending on what city or county you live in, but even in Fairview, you need to be at both of those, and there's early voting for that. The Nashville Airport is still an absolute hot mess, like always, when it comes to traffic. The Music City Loop is still a hole that's getting a little digger, but not really much better. And on the Bills segment, I wanted to do the same thing for Tennessee political news, is actually look up some of the bills and information. And it is not very easy, even with a login to the website. I guess it's being hidden for a reason. But October 1st, today at 9 a.m., there was a Senate state and local government subcommittee that did have an agenda, but the agenda just literally said, we're going to talk about stuff, basically, and the names of some of the people that we're going to talk. So not helpful at all. What bills are going to be passed in the state house or Senate? No clue. So we've got to get better at that. And I don't know how to make that more better. How's the hill? It's the weather report, right? So we did get some rain and the storms last week, so that was good. The weather guessers are saying that the next week is going to be in the mid-80s with the lows in the 50s to 60s. Not a lot of rain forecasted, so we might have to cut our grass a little bit longer. New businesses. Papa John's had its ribbon cutting ceremony this weekend. Goldstein Insurance Agency also had its grand opening a couple days before that. There's still a slot open at Bowie Commons Publix and at the new place where Papa John's is. There's two places there. So there's four more businesses may be able to come here with our existing spaces. So we'll have to see what keeps coming there. Main thing too is, you know, as you're driving around on 100, Tractor Supply Co. always usually has a food truck each evening and sometimes a couple on the weekend. So always check out there. It's a good way to support some local businesses and get some different eats. And even Hattie B's, I guess we would say the most famous hot chicken place in Middle Tennessee because of their locations was at Food Saver yesterday. So hopefully they're going to come back. That was a little test market. Hopefully some people got some hot chicken. Make sure to know that if you do get shut the cluck up, it could be a more than 48-hour commitment for that chicken. And then always when it comes to businesses in our local area is make sure you check out the farmers market every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Not earlier, as other people have posted at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for some of those life-changing fritters. Which is down the road from Publix, if you didn't know. So there's lots of good places to get some fresh breads, treats, fruits and vegetables, beef, pork, hot sauce, fishing lures, holiday gifts, and all kinds of other random things this time of year. So we'll have some of that. Job openings, still the same as last week and the past 3 weeks, really. There's still a police officer opening for the city. There's still multiple positions at Walmart, and they're still needing a cashier at the Jingo Market. If you have any news of any other local things, I'm sure there's probably some cool construction jobs and landscaping jobs and other things out here, but I just don't see them on Indeed or posting around or listing where I can find them. So if you've got a job opening and you're a business owner, just shoot a message on the contact form and let us know, and that way we'll bring it up each week while it's still open. All right, for our weekly history nugget. So we talked about the Fairview Village last week. There's a couple other notable security markers around us. And so this time we're going to talk about the Caney Fork Furnace. This is located at 7544 Caney Fork Road. This is a historic iron furnace built in 1832 by Moses Spear. It represents the easternmost site of the Tennessee's known 19th century iron industry, which peaked in the 1850s. Today, the remaining stone stack stands as Williamson County's sole remnant of this once prominent industry and is listed as the National Register of Historic Places. This also, if you've ever been to like Cumberland Caverns, and they used to make saltpeter there for gunpowder in the Civil War. Pretty cool stuff there. Upcoming events. Nature Fest was obviously a success. Great weather, lots of people, good stuff. But this weekend, down the holler, if you want to go, is the Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th at the Ag Pavilion in Centerville. So if you're going, make sure you get your stretch before so you don't pull a hammy, and get the stretchy pants so you can have a good time supporting all the local businesses and eating a lot of pudding, too. High school, October 3rd, this Friday, the parade will be at 12:30 starting at the City Park, and I think it heads towards Sonic and turns around there. So if you're around, support your students, but also be ready for the traffic on Friday, October 3rd, to be kind of a hot mess if you're going around downtown area. And then that same, the coming up weekend here on the 4th here is Brentwood. If you want to go to the Vet Fest, this is good for kids and, that want to see some cool military stuff and also support our local veterans and local business around there. Our local Marine Corps leagues will be there along with some of the people that live here that do stuff for Quilts of Valor. So make sure and go say howdy to them. The city still has their Fall Fun Day, which is a touch truck, some food trucks, and some games at Bowie Park on October 11th, so in a week. And that's also the 60th birthday for our mayor, Miss Lisa Anderson. In the city, we've got the Trunk or Treat at Bowie, October 25th at 4 to 6 p.m., and Movie in the Park after that, October 25th. This is always a cool one to drive around, because you basically are in your car. You can drive around and pick up the stuff, and they'll have all these different people set up, and you'll get lots of candy. So if you live out in the county like me and not in the city, where you can't really go trick-or-treating unless you go to a subdivision, this is a good way to fill up the candy. Dixon and their 2025 Veterans Parade will be Sunday, November 9th at downtown Dixon at 1 p.m. In our country news, November 10th, 2025 is the Marine Corps' 250th birthday. If you saw in the news earlier in the year, it was the Army's 250th birthday, too, where all those branches were created, within a couple years of each other, minus like Space Force. Franklin, Tennessee, on November 11th, 2025, at 11 a.m., perfect timing, whoever was the planner of that, on Veterans Day, at the Veterans Day time, is when that parade's going to be there. So that'll be a good one to go to, too. At the city level, we've got the Christmas tree lighting on December 5th at 5 p.m., the Christmas parade December 6th at 10 a.m., and then, of course, we talked about it before, what our normal meetings are. We've got the Board of Commissioners October 2nd, tomorrow, and 16th, Planning Commission October 14th, Parks and Rec October 6th, BOC Town Hall October 30th, and Around Town Coffee is October 8th, and we're still waiting on a location for that, but I think it always kind of fluctuates a little bit. Then for the kids, we still have a thriving set of all kinds of things your kids can do, from scouts to gymnastics to dance to jiu-jitsu. There's a lot of good wrestling programs, a lot of good travel teams, the Tennessee Titans, youth program of cheerleading and football is huge here. When they have a semi truck in the parade for Christmas, you know there's a lot of them. So they do some good stuff. So let's get to school news. Hawk and Tiger news. So if anybody has any other news that has kids in elementary school, please send them in so we can get on there. But right now we're just looking at the calendar. We can see that the Hawk Walk is October 3rd. This has always been one of our favorite memories of our kids growing up here in Fairview, especially since that track has been built. That's made it very, very nice. So that's a good one. And the Fairview Tracker Treat is October 16th. And Westwood Elementary has their Tent or Treat October 23rd, 6 to 7:32. So both of them are having some of that. So if you've got kids there, that's definitely the highlight of the year for them to get to go hang out with some of their friends, see the wild costumes, get more candy. So that means they at least get to get candy at their elementary school or some of the other schools and at Bowie Park. And if they actually go trick-or-treating on Halloween. So that is a lot of candy. Prepare yourself. Falcon news. 4-H is getting ready for their parent meeting still on October 13th. Miss Hansen is the teacher of the week at Fairview Middle, and she teaches theater class. DJ Turner entered a contest and won and got to work and go live on 102.9 The Buzz. So that's pretty cool. They're still working on their fundraiser for some of their classroom supplies, still at 50%. The Glow Dance is October 17th. If you want to buy your tickets early, you'll save a couple bucks. Today, October 1st, there is a volleyball WMAA tournament. It's the semifinal at 4 and 5 p.m. at home. Tomorrow on the 2nd, the volleyball team will have their championship here again at home. So hopefully they can make it to that and win. The football team will also be in a championship match against Legacy at Independence on the 6th. And the band and orchestra showcase is at 6 p.m. at home at that same one. On Saturday, there's a volleyball sectional tournament, and the middle school cross country boys team will now compete at the state championship this upcoming weekend in Clarksville, Tennessee, along with one of the girls on the team who qualified as a top finishing position. I think it was the top 10 or 15, got to also go to the championship in Clarksville. So congratulations to those young men and the young lady that got on that. So that was great. Let's see. Then we've got FMS boys basketball tryouts are tonight from 6:30 to 8:00. And the middle school's basketball team is October 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. October 21st is our winter sports picture day. And February 11th is our spring pictures day, if you really want to keep out there. October 13th, Scouts BSA will be at lunch talking about scouting for boys and girls. Your students may come home with something then. October 25th is their Halloween concert and fundraiser. So you will see some of that. And the Treat Your Boo promotion is going on. And I've got the link in the show notes where you can send a drink and a bag of candy to a faculty member or your kid at school. It's definitely kind of a cool thing to do. And it helps raise money for the PTO. So it's good stuff there. So we've got that. So in our jacket news, the homecoming dance was a hit this last weekend. They had a blast. We have a football game this Friday, October 3rd, for homecoming against Sycamore. The high school cross country team heads to Memphis this weekend on the 4th to get their run on. And always, as always, with both cross country teams, thanks to Coach Pett and Coach Jessica for all the things you do. The annual pumpkin patch has started off and is running till October 31st, and that's at Apex Bank, and it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day. And if you buy some pumpkins and things there, that helps support the FHS Athletic Committee for upcoming activities. This week for homecoming, they had some fun outfits, which was Meme Monday, Adam Sandler Tuesday, Salad Dressing Day, which is today, which freshmen are blue cheese, sophomores are French, juniors are ranch, because that's country people, and seniors are Thousand Islands. They have tropical stuff, and Thursday will be your favorite Tim Burton character. So finally, Friday is Jacket Pride, right? So if you don't have a Fairview Jackets thing, you can go to the office and you can buy some, and then Walmart is your kind of 24-hour option if you need to go get some stuff between now and Friday. The float builds for some of those parades for homecoming is starting. Freshman is Beetlejuice. Sophomores are Nightmare Before Christmas. Juniors are Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And seniors are Alice in Wonderland. And on top of that, Friday will also have food trucks there with Kano's, Milkshakery, Xander's Pizza, Smash Sandwiches, Tom's Coffee, and of course, the Kona Ice Truck. So make sure you give your kids some extra lunch money on that day so they can have a fancy lunch instead of just rectangular pizza. Fall market is November 15th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a great place to do your Christmas shopping, just like our weekly farmers market to support local businesses. The Fairview High Golf team finished in a three-way tie, first place with Summertown and Hickman County in the District 12A Championship at Ross Creek on September 22nd. The ladies soccer team won the Mount Chapman division of the Smoky Mountain Cup in a shutout 9-0 and 5-0, third year in a row. They're rocking it. Then congratulations to the high school band because they got first place in music, second place in color guard, second place in percussion, and first place in band overall at the Sound of Gold competition. So they rocked that. The art club will be starting soon, so please turn in your forms. Socktober is starting with the NHS and the Beta Club, where they're collecting socks for Grace Works from now until October 24th to be able to donate to people. The Spanish Honor Society is still rocking, so if your kid's taking Spanish and has a GPA 3 or higher, you're available for membership. It's that season. It's PSAT time. Will be administered on October 23rd. And now, apparently, every Friday, Kona Ice and Tom's Coffee will be there at lunchtime. Senior portraits and senior ads are due by November 21st. And on October 18th, ACT is on there. So if you go to act.org, you can register. And October 21st is the ACT for seniors only. So definitely get your chance to do that. And they sent a new update of the traffic flow because, as you know, if you do any car ride or anything, it is a hot mess every single day to be able to get in and out of there. So make sure you pay attention to that. That'll be in the show notes. And fall break for all these kids starts on October 4th for all students. And we come back on the 13th, which is Columbus Day. No school on October 31st, which is the first time I think I've seen that. Pretty interesting. Donations? None yet. Still trying to get the website payment things figured out. I hope some business people will support this and help make it even better. Be a producer, subscribe, and share with others so that this podcast is out there in the news so that everyone in Fairview can catch up on this and go from there. And on our faith moment for today, sometimes during each one of these, we'll talk about the things that are relevant and coming through there that have kind of piqued my interest going to church and listening to stuff online and trying to always learn more because you never stop. This one is Wisdom in the Wilderness, which is 1 Samuel 25, which is Pastor Ian Gilchrist from One Church Home here in Fairview. This has been a great series that at our church that we've talked about the life of David, and it's a lot more than what the Amazon show talks about. So it's been great to learn so much, and I think this part of the sermon was an excellent summary of everything coming up to this. And so if it piques your interest to learn more about how awesome King David was, then check it out. We've got the YouTube link there, and here's the audio for it.
We've been in a journey with the book of, not the book of David, that's not a thing. The life of David, and it's been one of a lot of interest to me. There's been something powerful about taking time to just look at the life and what we would call the ministry of David, who would eventually be King David. We haven't actually got there in the story yet, but we've explored the foundations of David, looking at his early reign and the way, or his early life and his call and his anointing and the process he went through, his victories over Goliath, his exchange with Saul. We've seen David in his early years being formed. We've seen in the first week David's anointing in obscurity, how he was chosen by God and all the while forgotten by men. We took from that God is a God that sees the heart and not the stature of a man, and that's where the calling began in the hidden place for David. In the second week, we looked at him as a worshiper and how he worshiped before he ever went to warfare, that it was through his intimate knowledge and experience with God that God gave him a place even in front of the king who was sitting on the throne he would eventually have. Before he ever fought a battle, David learned to minister in private, reminding us that spiritual depth precedes spiritual authority. That's a profound insight. We have to remember that if we ever want to walk in authority in spiritual ways, it's going to come from spiritual intimacy that precedes it. In the third week, we stood in the valley with David and Goliath, where he taught us that faith doesn't come from a crowd, but again, it comes from that communion and intimacy with God, and that the battle ultimately belongs to the Lord. We saw David do what no one else was willing to do, courageously, out of a holy and righteous, you might even say anger, take the head of Goliath where everyone thought he had no chance. In the fourth week, we continued to look at this story as we saw the tension growing between Saul and David, as the favor on David's life stirred up jealousy and opposition. We started seeing spears get tossed David's way from the guy who was supposed to be a mentor to David and had taken him under his wing. And yet we learn that when God promotes you, not everybody's going to celebrate you, but you have to choose the high road anyways. David showed us a model of how to step back in the midst of it and not pick up the spear and respond. He takes this step back, and we heard time and time again in the early stages of his life, David walked in wisdom. He chose wisely. He wisdom was just a resounding part of David's life. And so he didn't kill Saul. In fact, he didn't even engage. He backed up and got away, and he went out on the run. And that leads to last week's message, where we find David and Saul again in a cave in En Gedi, where David is hiding out. He's on the run. They identify where he is, and Saul brings an army out to kill David. And David is hiding deep in a cave, and Saul, in God's sovereignty, just walks into the same cave David's in. David has the guys around him, and they say, look, he's delivered Saul to you. You should kill him. And all common sense here would say, that makes a ton of sense. Go ahead and take him out. Like that's what he should do. David has the chance to take his life. And instead, he chose restraint. And we talked last week about how this is a moment where not every opportunity, not every good opportunity is a God opportunity. Because we see here that God was testing David in the dark to see if he was ready to lead in the light. And that brings us to today. In week 6, we're going to look at David still in the wilderness, right? Because after what happened last week in the cave, David says, hey, I'm going to sneak over there. I'm going to cut off a piece of his robe to show him I could kill him if I wanted to. And then he leaves. Saul goes out of the cave. David cries out to him and says, why are you chasing me? Why are you hunting me? If I wanted to, I could have killed you. Look at your thing. And it said he was grieved by what he had done. And Saul gives the appearance of forgiveness. He goes, oh my gosh, you could have. You are the true leader. You are the true king. I'm bowing down. Like, just please don't kill my descendants. In everything that was happening, it looked like David was now about to march back and take the throne. And David wisely understood this isn't how it's supposed to play out. So David didn't go with Saul. Instead, he stayed out in the wilderness. And we're going to see today, I think, a profound story about the continuation of how God is forming David in the wilderness. He's about to make a terrible mistake. Not on the battlefield, but in his heart. But once again, I think this is such a picture for us. This is a story I haven't heard talked about a lot. I haven't ever preached this before, but I think it is a profound example of grace, the power of God empowering you to do what you're called to do, wisdom and humility. Because here's what we know. When we find ourselves in the wilderness will test your heart. Sometimes God sends wisdom to stop you before you make a mistake that could cost you your future. I want to draw your attention to 1 Samuel chapter 25. Now, I don't know why as a pastor I can't just cut off shorter sermon, you know, things. I'm about to read you an entire chapter again. It's just, I'm going to stutter a little, I'm sure, so don't throw anything. But bear with me. It's like, this is one of those things I say, and I didn't go to preaching school, but I'm sure they tell you, don't read this much. Like, people will get bored, but like, you're adults, and so I'm going to treat you like one. But listen to the story. This is such a, it's an obscure text. It's again, not talked about a lot, but listen to the content of what the Word of God speaks. 1 Samuel 25, starting in verse 1. Then Samuel died.
And welcome back. So now we are back. And we got to wrap up now after here is just thank you. Thank you. If you found this podcast and been helpful, share with your friends, let them know. Please support this show with your time, talents, and treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. You are a producer of this show. How you can share it is your talent. If you have skills to help the show and help Fairview, let us know. Treasure, you're receiving this product for free without any paid advertisements. You're getting a truly local news show. And if it's worth something, please consider supporting us financially using a value for value system so that we can keep doing more and keep spending more time on it and, just keep helping Fairview be Fairview. So I hope everyone has a great day and a great week. Thanks, y'all.